Hey, my loyal listeners and new listeners. This is your host, best friend, Carmen Strength, with No Attachments, bi-weekly podcast dedicated to self-love. Can you please click the follow button? Thank you very much. Today, we will talk about recovering from people. Get in here, and get the front row seat. Let me tell you about the team, about your family and friends you need to recover from. First of all, I would like to apologize. I haven't been on a podcast for the last couple of months because I've been recovering from people. And it is a process. First thing, I learned that there was past secrets and lies that were in my family. And I discovered them. And when I first heard it, you know, I was stunned, but I did get a warning. So it wasn't that bad. I am good. But one thing about lies and secrets, they kill. They not only they kill physically, they kill you spiritually, they kill you emotionally, they kill you mentally. So trying to hide a lie, a secret, or never going to tell it, it will get out. You do not protect that person. You think you're protecting that person, but you don't protect that person. Because one thing about it, when you sweep it under the carpet, that's what you do. You sweep it on the carpet. It will come out. It will come from under the carpet. Will it creep out? Someone lift the carpet? It will come out. It will come out. Lies and secret kills. I cannot emphasize that. Lies and secrets, they kill. If I have a secret between person A and B, that's between me and person A and B. Now I can see that's a secret. But if the lies entail person A, B, C, D, E, F, G, I, all the way to Z, then baby, that ain't no secret. That's not a secret. Because guess what? It will come out. It will come out in your lifetime, or it will come out after a funeral. Trust me. Lies and secrets, they heal. But I recovered. I had to also be delivered and recover from toxic people that's always talking about themselves. If you always talk about yourself, your relationship, your job, your house, your neighbors, everybody don't want to hear that. That's your problem. That's your issue. And is it really an issue? Or are you just making it, it's just something you just want to talk about? That's toxic. People always think toxic is always something bad. I can never tell you about my problem. I can never tell you about my day, because you always jump ahead and tell me that. It's people. And I notice if there are people, if you say something positive, you had a good day at church, or you had a good day at work, or you just had a great day. And I notice toxic people will overtalk you, and they will try to talk about themselves, and it will be something negative. But one thing about toxic people, if you say something negative, they're going to let you talk about it. If you like, girl, they got into a fight, babe, a toxic person going to let you talk about that. They're going to let you talk about that all the way to the end. They like that because they toxic. So I had to deliver myself from toxic people. I said, I know we always talking about you, or we always talking about something negative. I don't feel right. You know, sometimes you talk to people, you was like, God, I was feeling good. I was on top of the world. I was ready to build a building that I know nothing about. But then when I started talking to you, I was want to put my head on the pillow. Toxic. Toxic. Got to disconnect. Disconnect from you. Then I had to disconnect with people with drama. Most people that have drama, you have drama in your life because you make poor decisions. You made poor decisions. You married the wrong woman. You married the wrong man. You had kids by the wrong man. You had kids by the wrong lady. Most of the time it's drama because you made the wrong decision. You decided to go out of your means, your boundaries, and you decided to go, okay, well, I'm going to go do this. And you knew that was against your judgment, and you knew that was poor judgment that you made. You went and started dating this guy. You knew he had nine baby mamas. And so now you with him. Okay, you with him. Okay, he had money. But now you with him, but now you pregnant. So now he's doing the same thing to you that he did with the nine baby mamas. Okay, because you made poor decisions. Now you have a child. He's not going to be in a child's life. So now you have to be the mother and the father. So why are you bitter? Because you met the wrong one. He was who he was. When he showed you who he was, you knew he had nine different baby mamas. But hey, he had that BMW. He had that conversation to rule a nation. So, hey. So, now you're making poor decisions. So, now you're bitter. So, you're going to hold every guy that comes across, you're going to hold them accountable for what he did to you. That's poor decisions. That's drama. Now, you have this child. You upset with the child. You're hollering at the child, you're cursing the child, you tell the child gonna be like this father. That's drama. Why are you doing it? Then you bring a drama in their life. And then now you're always fighting. There's always controversy with him, with the father and the nine baby mamas. Okay, you made poor decisions. That's not our problem. That's your problem. So we have to hear about this all the time. That's what you all about. That's about you. So that's what it comes down to? No, that's drama. A lot of time we make poor decisions. Okay, we go to this job. We know we settle. We know that's not the job we're supposed to be at. You know, you probably had to put a little bit more effort. You probably had to put a cover letter, do a resume to get this better job. But you decided to go and get this job because someone, they gave you the hookup and you like the hours the way they are. So now you with the people. They not the great choice of people. And so now you upset. You not where you want to be. You at a dead end. Ends not meeting because you made a poor decision. So then there's drama. So then if you're not feeling good, you feeling down, guess what? Misery loves company. That's drama. We got to disconnect. No, we got to disconnect. No, I'm delivered from you. Okay, and then we have the ones that are the copycat haters. Oh, I found out I had some copycat haters. Copycat haters are discreet. They are the ones that follow you closely. They follow you on social media. They talk to you. They chat with you. They text with you. They go out with you. Y'all cool. Y'all go to brunch. Y'all go to happy hour. Y'all good. We've been knowing each other for 20 years. We good. But guess what? We not good. You good, and it's a yes in front of everybody else. But behind closed doors, there's a no. Because they want to be you. They want to be you because they see in their life, they don't feel too confident. They usually don't have a great self-esteem. They see you on level 5. They're going to try to make sure you stay at level 5. You don't go to level 10. So what they do is everything is fine. But you'll find out that they're a copycat hater. When things start spiraling out of control for you, you lose your job. You'll hear their murmuring. You'll hear their comments. You'll see. Okay. Your boyfriend breaks up with you. You'll hear they murmur. You'll hear their little smirks. You'll know. You'll know. Your kids, they out of line. They'll say little comments and you'll know. You fail a test. You'll hear about it. You'll hear about it through somebody else. You'll see murmuring. They'll say sarcastic things. You'll realize that. But then, when things start turning around, they turn to 180 degrees and things start getting better. You start seeing certain things. They won't call you on certain things when they know things are doing good. They're like they're busy or whatever. They got different things to do. But those are your copycat haters. And baby, I found out I had some copycat haters. Because one thing about it is, your enemy, you're going to keep them from afar. They don't like you. You don't like them. Y'all good. But the person that close to you, the one that copycat, they want to be in your shoes. They want to be you. That's a frenemy. Because they already, everything looks good. Everything looks good. It seems good. But guess what? It's not good. Let things start going down. You're not prospering as well as they think you should. You have a couple of mishaps. You'll find out. Because one thing about a copycat hater, they are in cahoots with others. And somebody's going to talk. So you always know. They sit down, they have a panel, they have a council, and they discuss you. That's all they do. They discuss everything. They discuss your marriage. They discuss what you wear. They discuss your friends. They discuss what you drive. They discuss your bank account. They talk about, oh, who does she think she is? She do what? It can't be. It can't. So, you'll find out. So, I found out I had copycat haters. Guess what? I had to disconnect because you really don't like me. You just with me because it look good, but you really don't like me. You really don't care for me. That's a bad thing about it. They are cold-blooded. A copycat hater, they cold-blooded. We have plenty of family and friends that are copycat haters. Then we had a clueless hater. The one, you not with him no more? You not dating her no more? Girl, I didn't know y'all didn't get along. Girl, I didn't know that. Oh, girl, I didn't know you not at that job no more. Girl, I didn't know they fired you. Girl, for real, I didn't know that. They're like, they don't know nothing. No, they know it all. They were the first person that got the gossip and went and told everybody else, but they the clueless haters. Have to disconnect, have to be delivered from the clueless haters. And I had to let the people in judgment, the judgment council, the they committee. You know the ones everybody say they are usually the judge, the judges. Those are the ones most of them we know. We go to church with them. Some churches we call them the seasoned saints. We call them the blessed ones. Those the ones that keep mess going on. The ones that spread. The ones that got peppermint and butterscotch for everybody and candy. Gum, the one that disturbed the church, the one that's not obeying the pastor, always got something to say negative, those judgment. And one thing you gotta learn about at a early age, that judgment, we learn how to judge and we see judgment right head on at church. That's where it's all at church. I did not see and I did not learn about judgment. I did not learn it at school. I did not learn it from my friends. I did not learn it in the neighborhood. I did not learn it in the clubs. I did not learn it at the festival. I did not learn it at the airport. I did not learn it at the Girl Scouts. I did not learn it at piano lessons. I did not learn it on a date. I did not learn it in track and field practice, but I learned it at church. I learned it at church. And that's where judgment really take part, in church. In church. We have to be careful how we judge people. We shouldn't be judging at all. That's not our job. Let God do the judging. The judging. Okay, this young lady, she went on a date with this guy. And she had a new dress Sunday morning. They automatically assume, the judgers, that that young man bought her a dress. Why? Because he drive a BMW? Why she can't buy the dress for herself? Why did y'all assume that she's with this guy? You assume they had relations. And that she has a new dress for the result of that. We don't know that. We don't even know if that's his BMW. It could be his mama BMW. He could have borrowed it. He could have rented it. Did you ever ask? No, you're judging. So really, you're more hard on her because she got a new dress. Is it because you're jealous and y'all decide to judge her because she has a new dress? Because she went out on a date. That probably had nothing to do with it. That might be the dress she went on a date with. Do we know? Do we ask? No, that's how we learn how to judge. We got to be very careful, especially we judge people how they dress. We judge people what they say and what they do. You don't never know what a person is going through. And you don't know the season you might meet them in their life. They might be going through the fall season of their life. They might be going through the winter season of their life. They might be going through the summer season of their life. They may be going through the spring season of their life. You don't know. Sometimes you catch a person at the wrong time. I know sometimes we'll have a bad hair day. I'm going to have a cap on my head. That's not who I am. I just had a bad hair day. So I had to definitely disconnect from the judgers. I had to disconnect. I had to recover from them. Because that's more than a notion. Because you know you're judging, you are negative. Because you start putting your spin on it. You don't take it as is. You just start putting your spin on it and stuff. Just, okay, husband and, okay, the pastor, the first lady, they came in different cars. You automatically say, they must be separated. That's judgment. You don't know. She probably had to help. She probably got to do something. She probably got to go to a different place and he got to go. You don't know. We put a different spin on it, girl. Pastor and the first lady, they came in two different calls. Girl, they never done that before. What does that mean? That's judgment. Please, let's not judge. Let's get an understanding. Let's ask. Sometimes you just ask. Ask a person. You never know. People come in and they get a new car. They get a home. People automatically, are they selling drugs? What are they doing? Did they get a PPP loan? We don't know. Ask. You'll be surprised. People tell you. Just ask. There's no problem in that. So we have to get delivered from that. And also recovering from a person. So I'm using that delivery and recovery. I'm using that all together. In order to do that, that is a process. First of all, you got to have a mindset. You have to have the mindset to know, these sets of people, they're not for me. Whether you're family or friends, it could be a partnership, business ship, friendship, whichever one of those ships it is, you need to get off of it. And you can tell that they are not there for you. Trust me, they're not there for you. Sometimes we wonder why we waiting on blessings. A blessing delayed is not a blessing denied. Sometimes it's the people that we have around us. Sometimes we got to get rid of those people. They don't mean best for us. So a lot of time people wish ill will on us. They hope everything don't go well. They wish everything didn't go well. They praying everything don't go well. They don't want the best for you. That's not the person to be around. That's not the person to be around. And it is a process. You got to have a mindset to know, okay, this is what's going on. I don't want to deal with these people. I don't want these people in my life, or I just don't want to deal with them as much. It is a process. You have to respect the process. And in order for me to come to that conclusion, I was in the mindset, I didn't want that no more. I don't want that in my life. I don't want the people to be able to. You got to be careful who you attach yourself to. Because a lot of times you attach yourself to people, you attach yourself to their issues, their problems, their controversies and different stuff. You have to be careful. Whether you're dating a person, that's your friend, whatever it is, even like I said, partnership, whatever, business partner, whatever it is. Be careful who we attach ourselves to. That's why I talk about no attachments. Some of these attachments, that ain't, no. We don't need those attachments. So I want to move to a higher dimension in my life. In order to do that, I wanted to grow. I wanted to grow spiritually, financially, mentally, physically, emotionally, in all parts of my life. In order to do that, I had to detach myself from some people. I had to disconnect. I had to, and when I did that, I was delivered. And now I went into recovery. And I had, when you do that, you drop off dead weight. You drop off dead weight. Because if a person is not adding value to you, they not encouraging you. They not motivating you. They not inspiring you or anything like that. Giving you nuggets of encouragement. You need to drop them off. Because basically what they're doing, they are leasing space and they're not paying rent. So you have to disconnect from that. Sometimes it's hard because most of the time it's family. Family is very negative. Family is very negative. But we have to disconnect. And if you're a family member and you betrayed me, you was disrespectful to me, you belittled me, you did all kinds of things, I need to disconnect from you. Now, some people we can disconnect temporarily, but some people I need to disconnect permanently. And some people I just treat with a long-handled spoon. I deal with you when I want to deal with you, not when you want to deal with me. And if you're on the they counselor, the judgment, are you on a copycat hater? Are you on a clueless hater? Are you on a drama? You're on a drama team or whatever. I just realized and you intentionally try to hurt me, try to harm me, try to disrespect me or different things, or you said things about me. You know, you talked about me. It was different things that was said, that was done. You wish ill will. I'm just not saying one time. I'm not saying two. I'm talking about years. Then you are a relative. You're not my family. We are connected through blood. So you are my relative. My family is the one that gives me encouragement. The ones who thick and thin. The young man that say, anything you need, I got you. Anything I can help you with, I got you. The young lady that gives me words of encouragement. The lady at the grocery store that prays for me. The godmother who helps my kids. That's my family. The person you knew I was down and out, I didn't have it. And you was led to give me money when you knew I didn't have it. That's my family. That's your family. I realize that now. That's your family. Because most of the time, family don't mean you no good. Because those are your worst critics. You want to go back to school? You want to start a new business? All that? No. They always got something to say. Nothing positive. But if it's something negative, we want to talk about Junebug. We want to talk about Peaches. We want to talk about Raheem. We want to talk about Washaterica. Yeah, we got time about that. We can talk about them all day, but no, we can't do that. No, we can't do that. That's what we can't do. And then when I disconnect from those people, I did a reset in my life. And that's what sometimes we need to do, a reset in our life, like our phone. Sometimes that phone, that network ain't working right. That network is not connecting. The Wi-Fi thing just not going. It's just not going right. And there is something that you go in, you can reset. Not the factory reset. But some people, we have to do that factory reset on them. But you go ahead and you go ahead and you disconnect. You reset it. And that's what we need to do. We need to reset some people. And trust me, you feel a whole lot better. So I no longer deal with toxic people. I no longer deal with toxic people. I definitely don't deal with the clueless people. Don't know what's going on. I don't deal with that. So that's what we need to do. That's what you need to do. Trust me, you will have a better life. But when you're going through this, remember, you probably might be in isolation. But that's all right. Because that's all right. Because you're more in touch with yourself. So that's when that self-love come in. That's when that self-healing come in. Because it's just you. Because you, who you using what call, who I using what call, I don't call them no more. Who I using what call, Sasha, I don't call Sasha no more. Who I used to would call, Sister Cucumber. I don't call Sister Cucumber no more. Mr. Tomato, I used to let him look at my car, but he always had something negative to say about other people. He don't do it no more. So you have to realize that when you do this, you will go in isolation because you got to cut those people loose because you've been dealing with these people for years. And these people, I'm talking about these people been toxic, been full of drama, been copycat, these for years. All these people I'm talking about, these people 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years. That's what I'm talking about. So I have to realize you to be in isolation. But through isolation, that's okay. You get to be with yourself. You get to know what's going on. Where you would run and tell Susie. You would do all that. David, whatever. Everybody in your business. You know how I used to be back in the day. Your mother told your mother. Your mother told Aunt Connie. Aunt Connie told Aunt Madison. Aunt Madison called and talked to all the cousins. Everybody knew your business. Everybody knew your business. So that's how it is. So you have to realize, nah, we're not going to do that. So that's one thing about it. I always say this podcast is about self-love. You have to love yourself. No one else is going to love you the way you love yourself. Before you can love anyone, you have to love yourself. That is from within. You have to love yourself. Don't say you need a man to make you happy. That's good. Having a man is a plus. But it is not a must. We must get that. So you need to self-love yourself. It's nothing wrong. Love on yourself. Love yourself. Love your body. Love your self-image. I don't care how big you are. One thing I like about Lizzo, she came out and announced it. Hey, I gained more weight. I gained 300 pounds and I'm loving myself. That's what we got to do. You got to love yourself. Don't expect someone else to love you more than you love yourself. You got to have self-love because that person leaves you. Guess what? You empty. You got to love yourself. You got to know you're good enough. You more than enough. You have to love yourself. If you can date yourself, take yourself, do your nails, do a pedicure, do something you've never done before. Go on a trip. Go to the movies by yourself. So what? You have to love yourself. And self-love, if that means disconnecting people, if that means from disconnecting people so you can recover, so you can reset. Thank you for listening to No Attachments by Carmen Strength. The diamond for the day is make sure the person you are choosing over everybody is choosing you. Let me say that again. That's power in that. Make sure the person you are choosing over everybody is choosing you. Remember, you can send positive comments and suggestions to No Attachments noattachments2020@gmail.com. Again, you can send it to noattachments2020@gmail.com. Remember to always be necessary. Remember to always be amazing. Remember to always be essential. Remember to always be necessary. Remember to always be grateful. Love you now, love you later. See you on the next No Attachments by Carmen Strength.